Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Jim Sabby with Pfeiffer Auction and Realty. You guys are seeing that international market, huh? Because, I mean, I get it. I mean, there's like in my industry, for example, I sell some books over the international waters, and that tells me, you know, there's a market out there for almost every single industry out there. And in the auction industry, you guys figured out a way to get it there, huh?
Yes, and it's been, again, last week we sold an air seater to a guy in Tennessee. He had a crane there yesterday loading this air seater on a semi. I mean, so we've got to look out of the box. You've got to be out of the box anymore. The days of the little mom and pop type deals, you know what, they work well in certain areas, but when you're trying to reach the world, we have the ability to do that now, and I think that's one thing with Pfeiffer's. We're setting ourselves apart from a lot of companies that, hey, we can reach out and get things sold all over, and the key is getting it sold. You know, everybody's looking for this hard cash to come back in their pocket, but we pride ourselves on getting things sold, and that's a huge benefit to anybody that is up in this country. That, you know what, you don't have to sell to your neighbor anymore. You can sell to somebody in the Ukraine or over in London or wherever. I mean, we've got stuff going all over the world, which is very, very fun to watch.
How's the new office in Steele, North Dakota going?
I tell you what, it'll probably be ready by February, March to move in. I know the site, the building's going up. They're doing the work on the inside right now. It's going to be another great asset for us right there to be able to have a facility like we do in Bowman where we can have these big sales and be able to house them right there. And same in Steele, North Dakota. I mean, it is a great facility, great access, and great exposure right along I-94. And Steele is a great community. Just like Bowman's a great community for us. They're kind of sister communities when you look at the size and when you look at the location, and then you look at the access, and then you're looking at major highways. You know, Bowman sits on Highway 12 and 85. All the traffic that goes into the Bakken has to drive right by our door there in Bowman. And then you look at I-94. Well, you know what the traffic is on I-94. It's tremendous. And when you get exposure like that, it just helps out your marketing so much more of trying to get rid of this equipment.
I thought that was one of the more genius strategic locations, Steele, North Dakota, because, I mean, first of all, call the billboard people. Find out how much it costs every month to have a billboard. They ain't cheap, you know. And so by having that naturally is just incredible. And like you said, I mean, you guys are right on the outskirts. Bowman and Steele, which essentially is like the outskirts of the Bakken. Was that by design?
It was. It really was. And, you know, we look at the communities that are very, and every community is very welcoming, but what they have to offer and what we need. And you know what? Every community has been very good, but Steele has been excellent to work with. And Bowman County and that whole surrounding area, I should say tri-state area in my area, but they're all very good. Just great friends and neighbors to be around, and that's just how it is in Steele. And everybody wants to see you succeed because we're bringing a lot of business to each one of these towns. And when you see the amount of business that we do in these towns, there's our spinoff of a lot of dollars going to that Main Street business. So that's one of the pluses that we like. And like I said, both towns have been very gracious and good hosts to us so far.
Well, there we go, man. We're Jim Sabby with Pfeiffer Auction and Realty, and we've talked about Scranton, North Dakota, Bowman, North Dakota, the Bakken, as well as Steele. Anything we left out there? I mean, we're kind of all over the board. Deer hunting season?
Deer hunting, pheasant season is going plumb wild in my area. It's great to see all the hunters that we've always seen in the past. In certain areas, the pheasant hunting is down a little bit because of the hailstorms. In other areas, they're up. But I feel when the corn and sunflowers are all going to be harvested here in the next couple weeks, we're going to see a new crop of birds. But it's a great time of year. You got to love the fall with the hunting. And you know what? With the amount of auction sales we had coming up, so anybody's interested in doing any buying or selling, don't be afraid to get a hold of us at the Pfeiffer's offices in Bowman. Or you can call the more Fargo-Moorhead office and get a hold of them. We'd be glad to talk to you about any needs that you have.
What's the contact information?
Okay, for the Bowman, it is 701-523 7366. That is the Bowman office. And the Moorhead office is 218-477-1968. And that'll get you down there. But if you want to call the Bowman office, you'll get a hold of Andy Murnock or myself, and we'd be glad to visit with you about any or all your auction needs.
And what's the website again? Is it pifers.com?
It is pifers.com. Just get on there, and you can kind of check things out. And on the top of that webpage, that homepage, it says View Online Auctions. Click on that, and that'll take you to our upcoming auctions, plus all the auctions we've had that are online. And you can kind of see what the current prices are of all the machinery we've sold over the last 3-4 years. Everything's stored right there, so you can kind of see what everything's bringing for cost-wise. And right now we have mainly up for just the machinery end of the deal, but you can call us for an updated version of the land sales of what land is bringing in your area. And land really varies a lot, so guys got to be very careful of what you're looking at. So we'd rather give you that sheet of what land is selling for in your county or your area of the state.
To listen to the full-length interview with Jim Sabby from Pifer Auction and Realty, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids and Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com. Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'll be your host today. In our next segment, On the Farm, we talk with Roger Johnson, the president of the National Farmers Union.
You know, we've had strong pro-industrial hemp policy on the books in Farmers Union for many, many years. Before I got here, I've been here for 7 years. It was a part of the national policy. It remains part of the national policy. You still have folks who occasionally talk about it's not a major crop yet because it's, you know, you can't plant it, but there's interest in it, and there's hope that at some point the federal government will simply say, you know what, at least industrial hemp is a crop that ought to be permitted to be grown like any other crop, and it shouldn't have any restrictions because it is not. I mean, it doesn't have, by definition, it has less than 0.03% THC, which is the hallucinogenic drug that the marijuana industry is after. It doesn't have that. And realistically, you couldn't, you know, some of the early arguments against industrial hemp is that, well, marijuana growers are going to want to plant their marijuana out in the middle of an industrial hemp field. And the fact of the matter is that it'd be probably the worst place in the world you could plant marijuana because those two plants would cross, and what you'd end up with is very rotten marijuana. I mean, it would end up with lower levels of THC because the industrial hemp has extraordinarily low levels, and so you'd end up with something that would largely be worthless. Besides which, the plants look so dramatically different. It's almost like the difference between wheat and flax out in the field. Industrial hemp tends to grow very tall. It doesn't have robust leaves. Marijuana is the opposite. It tends to be more like a bush. And so, it would be instantly available, even flying over at relatively high altitudes that you had it there. So, that's where we need to get to the point where the federal government simply says, you know what, enough of this. We ought to just deregulate it entirely.
To listen to the full-length interview with Roger Johnson, president of the National Farmers Union, or to listen to other On the Farm features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com, Deadwood's newest legend.